I first came across the Lucinda Ellery Consultancy about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was watching a documentary about trichotillomania called Girls on the Pull. It was the first time I'd really seen anyone else speak about the condition, and it, made me feel quite emotional in a good way to see other women talking about it and make me realise I wasn't alone. And it was also great to see a place like Lucinda Ellery trying to help these women to, prevent and also feel better about themselves. I really liked the idea of the Intralace system as something that was giving them, new head of hair and also trying to help them stop pulling with a physical barrier. I decided to get involved with the Intralace Diary project because I really wanted to help other women out, see what options were available to them. Obviously, seeing that documentary Girls in the Pool really helped me in realising there are other women out there in the condition and ultimately kind of helped me seek the help I am seeking. And also, obviously, I wanted to use the Intralace system because it has got to a point where I've tried so many different things and my, the trichotillomania is getting a bit out of control and I want to try my best. Obviously, there is no cure, but I do want to try my best to get it under control at this point. And I think the Intralace system is the best way of doing it because not only is it going to give me a full head of hair, which is going to make me feel inspired and not want to go back to the place I am in now, it's also going to give me a physical barrier to help me stop pulling so I physically can't pull. And I think it just sounds perfect. So, for me to help me and also to help other women with the condition. Concealing the areas is incredibly difficult and time consuming. I, have to wake up extra early to kind of try and cover up, make sure that it's not visible and, sometimes I can even be make myself late for work because I'm spending so long trying to cover up patches. And I have used I guess hair makeup to try and cover up the bald patches. That's te ten that tends to be what I do. There have been situations I have shied away from because of my condition. I don't tend to go swimming anymore, and I also put off going to the hairdresser because as much as I can hide it from other people, I can't hide it from a hairdresser because it's incredibly obvious and when they're cutting my hair, and I find it really embarrassing having to explain. A lot of people are very ignorant about the condition, so it tends to be something that I do put off a lot. Yeah, a lot of people have been incredibly understanding, and I haven't come across much stigma. I would say, there is a lot of kind of misconception about the condition out there. Obviously, people say, why don't you just stop pulling your hair out? And it's not that simple. Obviously, if I could do that, I would. It's really not that simple. I kind of liken it to kind of wanting to scratch an itch or pick at a spot. It is an urge, and when you give in to that urge, there is satisfaction there. And obviously, it's a really horrible condition because you can see the damage you're doing to yourself, but you just can't stop the urges. And I have tried to explain this to people, and they are incredibly understanding, but I do think it's quite difficult for them to grasp. And there is certainly a lot of stigma about it. For a long time, I didn't seek any help about the condition because I was so embarrassed and I didn't want to even admit to myself that it was a problem. I kind of told myself that it was just a bad habit I had and it wasn't affecting my life. And then it got to the point where it really was. Obviously, I'd given myself this bald patch and I was taking so long to try and hide it. I was so self-conscious. I didn't like leaving the house when it was rainy or windy because I'd have to kind of always rush and find a bathroom and try and rearrange my hair. And so, yeah, it got to the point where it was really affecting my life, and I decided I had to do something about it. I have tried to conceal my hair loss with clip-in hair extensions, but I don't really like them very much. I think they're a little bit obvious and they're quite impractical, so they don't make me feel particularly confident, so I haven't really used them very much. Today I'm going to have the Intralace for the first time. I'm feeling excited and nervous, probably more excited, obviously kind of wondering what the day is going to bring. I'm quite excited to kind of have a new head of hair at the end of the day, so.
Since we were younger, I have noticed Emily's trichotillomania. I didn't know that that's what it was called, but I just noticed her pulling her hair out. And then as she got older, it became a bit more like it happened every day. And definitely in the past couple of years, it's really become an issue. Me and my family managed by kind of coming together and, you know, working out ways that we could support her, just kind of like reaffirming that, you know, that it was going to be okay.